Thank you for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray Jean. We're here to talk about a really awesome event today that has an important meaning behind it. It's the Skate to End Hate, and I have Nate Rexinger and Kyle Matthews with me, the co-founders of the Skate to End Hate. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good.
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. I'm so excited to talk about this event because it sounds so cool and it has such a great benefit to it. So let's talk about the origin of this event. What was the inspiration behind you guys creating this?
So the Skate to End Hate was founded back in 2019 when Kyle and I were sophomores a few years back in 2017. We both lost a friend to suicide at a really young age. And then in 2019, we lost another friend to suicide. And after, you know, a proper mourning period, we sort of realized that we were tired of sitting back and doing nothing and waiting for change to be made. And we realized that the best way to see change is to make change. And so we combined both of our communities that we're a part of. I'm a part of the music community, and Kyle is a part of the skate scene in Rochester, and we put together this awesome event for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Originally, it started out as just, you know, a couple guys hanging out at a skate park with a speaker playing some tunes with a guy with an acoustic guitar, and then we were going to put a GoFundMe page up. We did that, and we started there. Because of the community and them fully accepting us, the event has grown to be this awesome festival that we have today.
It sounds really cool. Like, you guys are going to have a lot of live music there and vendors and a whole bunch of stuff. So talk to me about that. Like, what kind of vendors are going to be there? Who's performing? You know, give me the whole scoop on what's going to go down the day of the event.
Yeah. Except we're, unfortunately, we can't have an actual skate park at this year's event. It's really unfortunate, but it's really awesome that we can even do it at all. So we're doing it this year at Montage Music Hall on Chestnut Street in downtown Rochester. And we're going to be joined by really awesome vendors. Infamous Street Co., which is my very own brand, will be there. We'll be joined by Where's Jim, Hokie Skate Lab, Shifter LLC. We're going to have a ton of awesome live acts. We're going to have Letters from New York, which is Nate's very own band. We're going to be joined by Carrot Way, Ayla Huff. An amazing, you know, day full of vendors and live acts who will all be there. And it's an amazing time to come out and check out, you know, the newest scenes in Rochester. Live acts, you know, music that you may have never heard before.
Definitely.
So, like I said, lower expectations this season. I'm trying to think of who else will be there. 440 East. But some really awesome bands and some really cool live vendors who will be there to support the AFSP. And a lot of the donations that are done there, any purchases that you do at the actual event will be donated to AFSP.
The AFSP is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and that's where all the donations are going. That's great. And then I saw on the website there is also going to be guest speakers there. What topics are they going to be touching on?
So we've got a couple people, along with ourselves. We're going to be just talking about mental health. People are going to be sharing stories that they've had in their lives of either someone that they know that has contemplated taking their life or has actually gone through and taken their life, and how to cope as someone that's left on the earth after somebody takes their life. We've got a representative from AFSP that'll be joining us to talk. So we're so excited. She's super insightful, just has a very motivational story about how to carry on after you lose someone who took their own life.
It sounds like, you know, this event is going to be fun as well as kind of almost a support group for people who have thought about it, gone through with it. You know, someone lost someone because of suicide. It just sounds like this is like going to be a really good community for them.
Yeah, our whole purpose really is to bring together people of different walks of life to sort of let them know that, yeah, you know, we all do different things, we all have different hobbies, but at the end of the day, we're all human, and it's just, it's truly important to know that the community supports you, your family supports you, your friends support you, and that no matter how low you may feel, there's just a wide variety of people that want to see you live another day, that want to see you succeed and thrive in life.
Absolutely. How did you guys end up partnering the Skate to End Hate with the American Foundation for Suicide? Tell me the story behind that.
Yeah, for our 2019 event, it was pretty short planned. I think we ended up planning the entirety of it within about 2.5 months. And we just needed some backing and some support, and we didn't really know where to turn. It was the first project that we had really worked on together, and we figured if we're doing this to raise awareness for suicide prevention and try and find a way to get, you know, suicide prevention programs into schools where kids can actually learn about this stuff and bring it to the forefront of the conversation, what better foundation or organization to reach out to, which luckily it's a charitable foundation. It's 501c, so they're not profitable. They, you know, people just take their very own time to come out and make sure that these things are benefiting people. And we figured that that would be the best possible way to go about using our resources to actually help the community.
Definitely. So your first event for the Skate to End Hate was in 2019. Last year, of course, the pandemic hit. Were you able to do anything virtually for this at all?
Yeah, so we actually hosted an all-online festival Monday through Friday for every week of the month of April. We had just mainly acoustic acts. I think we had one band that had the technology at their house to put together a full band set. But, on our Instagram, from 7 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, every week in April, we had a different local musician playing.
Cool.
And then we also had the director of the Western New York chapter of American Foundation for Suicide Prevention come on and chat with Kyle and myself about ways to become an advocate and things to look forward to in their AFSP events along with our events.
Great. I don't think we touched yet when this event's happening. It's going to be the 17th of October, right?
Yeah, October 17th, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Montage Music Hall.
Oh, it's an absolute all-day event.
Yes.
And we touched a little bit on the vendors and musicians. Will there also be, like, food there for people to buy, like food trucks or anything?
Yeah, so we had our food truck fall through, unfortunately, because of staffing. But the actual Montage Music Hall has some small snack things that they're going to be selling. We have JoJo's Bake Shop in Brockport coming from 12 to 4 to sell some coffee cakes, some cookies, you know, some light snacks. And we're working right now to fill that void for the nighttime of food. We're getting close. So we're hoping that we can find somebody. So if anybody is listening and they happen to run a food truck, feel free to give us a call.
Give them a call or hit them up on, do you guys have an actual Instagram for the Skate to End Hate?
Yeah, it's at the Skate to End Hate. We also have a Facebook and a website, which is theskatetoendhate.com.
And if anyone's interested in catering this event, they can hit you up through any of those?
Of course.
Okay, repeat that one more time for them.
Yeah, it is theskatetoendhate.com, or you can email us at theskatetoendhate@gmail.com, or if you search the Skate to End Hate on Facebook or Instagram, you can find us there.
That's great. Hopefully someone is listening and can help out with that, because that would be a great way to make a connection.
That would be awesome.
And are you looking for any volunteers to help you guys out with this event? Or if someone, you know, listening right now wanted to go about helping in a way, how would you want them to do that?
I would say that for the best way to support is truly attendance. It's $10 for an entire day of music and vendors and raffles and giveaways and all this stuff. And $5 of your ticket goes directly to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. But along with the money, showing up and just attending is your way of showing, hey, I support the community. I support anybody struggling with mental health. Because if somebody's in the audience and they see hundreds of people throughout the day, it's comforting. It's nice to know that there are other people who care about the subject. If you're not able to physically attend, though, we do have a GoFundMe, which can be accessed through our website, and we also have a line of merchandise on our website, so you can buy a Skate to End Hate t-shirt or a crew neck or a zip-up or a hoodie.
Do people need to buy tickets in advance, or can they buy them the day of at the door?
You can buy them right at the door, or you can reach out to us, and we will get you tickets, or any of the bands have physical tickets, too.
Oh, that's great. You guys are making it as easy as possible for people to get their tickets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
like you said, if someone can't attend but they want to support, they can go to your GoFundMe on your website, theskateandhate.com, or buy merchandise, which I actually checked out on your website, and it looks pretty awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about mental health and why it is such an important subject. Do you guys have anything you'd like to share on that?
So, obviously, everybody in the world day-to-day deals with their own mental health issues, whether it's just not wanting to get out of bed some days, not wanting to go to work, or just not having the strength to deal with people one-on-one. And unfortunately, it's just something that we kind of have to deal with throughout our day-to-day, whether it's at a small scale or a very large scale. But obviously, nobody deserves to have to go through life feeling that they're not enough or feeling that they aren't wanted. So it's a very simple thing to reach out to people on paper, but it's very difficult to build up the courage to reach out and admit that there's something wrong.
Absolutely.
And AFSP's kind of motto, and the motto that we've been using for the last year, is it's okay to not be okay. It's fully understandable and fully okay to come out and tell people, hey, I'm not feeling right. There's something not going on that should be going on, or, you know, I'm just not all there today. And it's okay to come out and say that and reach out and have a discussion with family or friends or anybody. I've seen a big post going around recently on social media that says, I would much rather listen to you talk for 12 hours than attend your funeral. And I definitely think that's something that a lot of people can relate to. I think the people that Nate and I have lost, along with many other people, we would have much, much rather sat down and had a discussion with those people and shown them how much we support them than had to have gone to their funerals. And it's very sad, but it's something that we have decided there needs to be something done.
Absolutely. Well, I applaud you guys for, you know, actually taking action and not just like sitting in your feelings, which is okay to do as well. But it's nice that you guys are out there trying to make a change.
One of the things that we're really trying to touch on, especially with Kyle and I being the founders of this event, is sort of the toxic masculinity and the fact that men are supposed to just bundle up their emotions and sort of sit quietly. I think Kyle and I have both shed our fair share of tears over this subject, especially involving our event. And one of the things we really want to push with this event is that, you know, it's more than okay for men to have feelings. It's okay
Definitely.
For men to cry. It's okay for men to mourn. Although, you know, it's great for men to be someone to turn to, men should also feel like they are able to turn to someone if they have problems. So
Agreed.
That's definitely one of the things that we push with this event.
Do you guys have anything else you'd like to add?
Other than the fact that, you know, to reiterate, October 17th, Montage Music Hall, Chestnut Street, down here in downtown Rochester. Amazing vendors. Hopefully some food trucks. Please reach out. and some amazing live music. Other than that, I don't think I have anything else to add.
I think I'd just like to thank our sponsors. We are so fortunate to be backed by one of the best staples in Rochester. This year's event is presented by Wegmans, and we are just so thrilled to be working with them, along with our other sponsors, Infamous Street Co., Omega Escape Room, Jimmy D's Place and Shakes, and Rexy's Rockin' Tees. Honestly, we're so thankful for all of the bands, all of the vendors, all of our volunteers, all of our sponsors. It's easy for us to sit here on the phone and take all of the credit for these things, but we truly can't do any of this without the people to help us out. So we
Definitely.
Just want to thank everybody that's participated in this event.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day to talk to me about this awesome event. It's the Skate to End Hate coming up October 17th at Montage Music Hall. That's Nate Rexinger and Kyle Matthews, co-founders of this event. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.